In Maryland, taxpayers will get a reprieve on their payments. Comptroller Peter Franchot has announced that there will be a 3-month forbearance for business taxes and a 2-month delay in withholding. In addition, he's written to the Internal Revenue Service Commissioner to issue a similar delay. We caught up with the comptroller to talk about his initiative.
Well, this is the result of frustration that I have and everyone has, frankly, with the gridlock that the partisan politics in Washington has produced where, let's be honest, you know, whether you're blaming Democrats or Republicans, it's just an unbelievable, difficult thing to get anything done. So, yes, they did pass the stimulus plan back in the early summer last year. That was very helpful, but they didn't follow up with a new one, the second one, until just recently. As a result, we have in Maryland hundreds of thousands of people who are suffering. These are our friends and neighbors. They're standing in food lines. They don't have any money. They're unemployed. They have kids at home that they can't buy food for. It is a moral outrage, and we're not talking about a small number of people. So I have been eagerly waiting for the feds to come with a stimulus plan for what I call the little guy, the person that I'm talking about who is a low-wage earner and is laid off and doesn't have any money, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of them in Maryland. So I've asked the governor over the last 6 months to allocate rainy day funds and positive fund balances and others in grants directly to individuals and directly to small businesses. That doesn't seem to have happened. So I decided to take the bull by the horns and do my own relief plan for small businesses and individuals. And that's where we came up with the idea of let's do a 90-day tax-free loan called tax forbearance, where taxes that are due to the state in the months of January, February, and March are all deferred until April 15th. That's $1.5 billion that we normally get from these relevant businesses that are covered, that people are going to keep their own money, their own cash, in their own pockets instead of sending it to me. There will not be added interest. There will be not added penalties for waiting until April 15th. And I'm thinking of asking the counties to join in and do something similar.
Does this, by the way, place any pressure on the budget itself in terms of cash flow, either at the state or, if you suggested, at the local level?
To be honest, I haven't checked with Wicomico. I know counties like Montgomery, my home county, have enormous reserves, like the state of Maryland does. That's why we're able to do this. We're wealthy. We're a wealthy state. And it was, obvious to us, and we have the data to show, that even with the deferral, there wasn't a drop in the actual taxes paid. More or less, everybody paid the taxes. So I don't know what the situation is for counties like Wicomico or down on the lower shore, but it's certainly something that if they're able to, they should consider it, because, it's the right thing to do. I mean, asking somebody to pay a big property tax bill when they can't because they're unemployed and laid off, and allowing them to keep that money for January, February, March until April, that's a godsend for a Maryland family.
Our next segment, we look at the governor and the Annapolis lawmakers. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.